This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to the True Bull Podcast with Goonie and Nemo. Whee! Do you want to hear it now? Do you want to hear it live? And that's right.
Oh, hey, tape recorder. Woo! Listen to this. Woo!
Welcome to episode 140 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
You bet your buddy. Oh, sorry.
Brought to you by House of Hughes.
Yep.
J&T Mechanical.
Yep.
And as always, recorded at the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in beautiful Santa Barbara, Texas. How's everybody doing out there today?
I know. Well, I'm doing okay. Brussels, how you doing? Paris, how you doing? Brussels, we got some people listening. We have got people writing emails. This is just going to be an amazing, amazing year coming up.
Thank you. Keep your seats.
And
keep your seats.
Yeah. We've also got two more sponsors that we got to talk about.
Oh man, I think you got to be careful there because the more we talk about our sponsors, the less they want to sponsor us.
Oh, I guess you're right, and you know, it falls on deaf ears.
DEFCON 4.
DEFCON I am 4. Deaf.
Yes. I am a DEFCON.
A friend of ours, Buddy Lee Daubertine.
That's right.
He owns and runs and takes care of everything at Fallen Raider Audio.
Yeah, he does.
We got to give him a shout out. He has an amazing studio. Helps us out as much as possible, yep. And I'm hoping that you respond in kind and help them out. Go to FallenRaiderAudio.com. They've got some serious, serious guitar pedals and processors.
Yep.
And the thing about this is they are all entirely made here in San Antonio by veterans.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, they have them in the sweatshop. Just kidding. It's not a sweatshop. He lives up in North San Antonio. Got a very, very cool office and a studio. And it works right out of home. So everything gets turned right back around to help the veterans.
Yeah.
So it's veterans helping veterans.
Exactly.
And I've got to give a shout out to him. Woo. I mean, he's done a whole lot for us. So we have made him an honorary sponsor.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Now, we also have another sponsor.
That's right.
And that is none less than Mr. Josh Downs over at Red Line Guns.
Ooh.
Pop, 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 pop.
That guy. He has helped us in so many different ways.
Yes, sir.
He actually got us a pew-pew, if you will, that we had a waffle. We had a waffle, and we sold some tickets and auctioned off that pew-pew. And we were able to raise some funds that we were able to use to help a bunch of people. But, yeah, so our honorary sponsors, like you said, Buddy Lee Daubertine, excellent, excellent, excellent guy, helping our veterans. And if you ask me, short of, you know, walking on water and any of the like, helping veterans and those who really need it is about as close as you can get to perfection there. And he's doing God's work.
That's right.
Excellent job.
We have got an amazing show for you. Mm. But more to the point, next year is going to be phenomenal. with the support that we're carrying over to the next year.
We got
so many people to thank.
Yeah.
And we're going to thank them in person. It's not on the radio. We're going to thank them in person.
It's amazing. From where we started in March to where we've gotten here in December at the end of season one, we have got so much momentum that's been building and building. It's that snowball effect. And you can't actually tell when that one moment was when the ball started rolling.
Yep.
But it has been building and building. Whether it was, you know, I think it kind of reached the fever pitch last week when we had the toy drive.
That's right. I got a fever for rolling balls.
I tell you what.
So we got the ball rolling.
Yep.
But okay. Maybe we'll mention a couple of people. Felicia.
Felicia over at Alamo Beer Company. They're going to be having some tailgating going on, pre-tailgating for the Alamo Bowl. We'll be out there tomorrow. If y'all want to come by and say hi, or if y'all want to come by and get a beer,
come on.
Make sure you make it out to Alamo Beer Company right before the Alamo Bowl. They'll be open at 3 o'clock till 10 o'clock. So that'll take you through kickoff of the game. We're going to be there for a while. We'll be meeting and greeting and letting everybody know who we are. And more than that, on Saturday we'll be back there on stage.
Oh yes.
Playing virtual acoustic from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on New Year's Eve. We're not going to be there till midnight. We want to make sure that we get everybody ready to go so that they can go see the fireworks downtown.
So it's a priming kind of thing.
Right under the Hayes Street Bridge.
Okay. Fantastic.
You can't beat it. It's a perfect place to be, to have some beers. Alamo Beer is some of the best. The Chamoy Cowboy is one of their spicy beers.
I don't think you can say that.
I can and I will.
I said it before. Wow. And I'll say it again.
Oy, oy, oy. Super Granny.
Yes.
Super Granny's going to probably be with us at this other place. Angelica, give her a shout out.
Woo! Yes, Angelica over at the dive bar. Timmy and Gregory and Valerie, they're going to be at the dive bar on Friday the 30th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. 6422 Babcock and Prue Road, Hito.
Oh, did you say Prue, Grandma?
I memorized it.
Okay.
Yes, I got much rice. Much rice, men and rice.
Super
yes.
Granny, can you please tell me where Alamo Bar is too?
Alamo is at 202 Lamar Street, right under the Hayes Street Bridge. If you see the Hayes Street, you see the street and you say, hey, bridge, that's it. It's right there, and then you have yourself a beer, and then it's pretty good, and you're hippie.
Did you say beers?
You have yourself a beers. Okay. How many beers do you want? I say good beers, bad beers, and cold beers, and warm beers. It's all about the beers. I used to have a beer, and then I shaved it.
Let's get on with our show.
Yes, let's get it on.
Oh wait, this is our show.
Let's get it on.
We are not scripted, so this is pretty much
our
show.
We're all sensitive men. Now, I like the blues. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh boy. Oh. It looks like we lost Washington.
Oh.
They stopped listening.
That's all right. If you knew the people that I knew in Washington, you'd be happy to miss them.
Who is actually the Longhorns playing in San Antonio tomorrow at the Alamo Bowl?
They're playing the Washington State Cougars.
Did you say Washington?
Yes, and they called me the Cougar the last time I was there, I tell you what.
Grandma.
Oh, yes. And then I was drinking with the Cougars.
Of course,
and they
you were.
They said, "Ooh, what are you drinking?" And I said, "Yes, I am. I thank you."
And we thank you for that.
Uh huh. Yes, we do. Okay. Thank me.
All right.
Mm. And another thing, what are you drinking here? This tastes really good. What was Gregory drinking?
Super Granny.
Whoa.
Where did you...
did you see that? Whoa, I saw a flying saucer.
No, that was a super poop.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Grandma. It was pretty super, in serio.
This is some Smirnoff tamarind.
Oh, thank you.
No, let me get through with this.
I'm already through myself.
Smirnoff tamarind.
Ooh, yes.
Also mixed with a Monster, I believe it's a Monster Ultra Gold.
Yes, as long as it doesn't have one of those energy drinks in it, because that gives me the twirly something fierce.
Grandma, that's all it is energy.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, I'm going to go then, because that's just...
Well, I'm going to give it a 4. Grandma, stop it.
Grandma just took off by me, and she said something like,
no, I got to go.
Of course she did.
Yeah, of course. She always says that. She always says she has to go, and then she comes back.
I'm back. No, you're not, Grandma.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so how was that spicy tamarind? I don't know.
Good. It's amazing. I love the Smirnoff tamarind.
I've got an empty glass.
Wow.
And a last cigarette.
Very, very cool.
Closing time.
It's not cool outside, though. What is it, a balmy 73
again? It's like 77 and a half.
It was like 4 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Good night.
Yeah, she left me just enough to want more.
I have no more plants in the backyard.
That's why they called me the cougar, Hito.
All our plants are done. They didn't make it.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking
of plants.
Okay.
Hey, mama, go the way your man won't feel wow. Like a warrior.
Nope.
Robert Plant.
Okay, thanks for giving up the royalties to
it. Oh, right. Wow. We're not supposed to do that. That was not Robert. It was Roberto Planta.
We got to find out where the Kerosene Drifters are going to be playing.
Oh, my gosh. They're all over the place.
I'm sure
up in North Texas.
They're going to have a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, I would venture a guess of yes. Go find them. If you go to Spotify,
yeah.
Look up Kerosene Drifters, and it'll have all of their lists of gigs. They have them on there as well, or kerosenedrifters.com. You can order their merchandise.
Also, just download their album from start to finish. My is goodness. Outstanding. Yeah. Their latest album,
The Gun Announced Go,
ridiculous good.
Yeah. I told Tim earlier, I was like, it was so good, it made me mad. It made me mad that it was so dang good. But we're working on some new music because we've got and 2023 is going to be one of those years where this momentum that we're building from 2022 is actually going to be a positive force and not a negative force.
Exactly. Until we hit a wall.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, the Menchaca brothers always hit.
Yeah, usually in a truck.
Dun, 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 dun.
Da-da-dun. But yeah, we got a lot of shows coming up. Some duo shows, trio shows, some full band shows that we're working on. We've got some originals we're working on because in March, first week of March, we're going to be in Wimberley on the Over Easy morning show
with
the coach.
All right.
Back in Wimberley, Texas.
I better write that down.
Yeah, do not forget that.
I better call in sick for that one.
So we're finishing up about 3 or 4 more songs that we're going to share with the world on that date. We like to share our music with Coach first because he was one of the ones who shared our music first.
He supports it and pushes it.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
And the thing is, they call him the coach because he knows any and everything sports in Texas in high schools.
Yeah.
If you give him a six-man football team, he will tell you how good they were, how bad they were, what they need, what they did, and who they were playing. I gave him Mason, Texas, and he's like, oh, they're great. They got a great ladies tennis team.
Dude.
And I was like, they have a ladies tennis team?
Wow.
He's amazing. So shout out to Coach and the Over Easy show on Wimberley, WVH, Wimberley Valley Radio.
We do love us some Wimberley. Woo! Great little stores in and around that place.
Man.
Very cool. Of course, the cafe.
Ah, oh, yes.
Outstanding.
Yeah. They thought Julian was a rock star. Well, he is a rock star, but they were like, who is that guy? He's got to be famous.
Yeah, well, look at him.
Yeah, and then we told him, well, we're with Virtual Country, and they're like, oh, y'all were on the radio show. It's like, yeah, everybody listens to the coach, even at the shop, at the restaurant. So
yep.
We had a great time there, and we're looking forward to doing it. We've been on their show twice, one time live, another time during the pandemic. We did a remote Zoom conference meeting with them. So we're looking forward to being back there and shaking Coach's hand and thanking him again in person and playing some more music for you guys.
Hey, anybody else out there, like even our sponsors or anybody else who wants to be a potential sponsor for the True Bullcast, send us an email or give us a holler because we need to put y'all on, you know, in the spotlight, put y'all on this mic over here and let's get y'all going.
Let's just get
as successful as we want to make everybody, not just us. This is, we're doing this because Super Granny is the one that has the umbrella of faith for us. And we're just trying to make it happen for you guys.
I don't like the umbrella in my face. That's
Grandma,
not good, Hito.
What's
what
the number?
What are you talking about? I don't even know.
Grandma, give me the email.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The Super Gmail. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was reading it the other day. I'm kidding. Somebody was reading it to me the other day, and it said, True Bull Virtual Kiss at gmail.com. Super Gmail.
Cool.
Right.
Oh, and yes, and I want to tell you again, don't forget. I know I always tell you and you don't remember. But next season, season two of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Timmy and Gregory, and I don't know why not Tiger. But you're going to see some more Super Grant. Don't laugh at me. I told you you needed to do it with them. And he
the
said,
reason why our other brother, JR, can't be here is he's
working. Oh, I really
want
to hear this.
No, he's working his tail off with Dolly over there at, come on.
One of my three grandsons is working hard.
They're all working over there at Tactical Finish.
Into speakers all day. Okay.
So get a hold of Tactical Finish and keep him busy. Keep him off the radio. But Super Granny told me a stop it. Told me she told me a story. She
I got another story.
Super Granny said that she was shopping for a Christmas tree. So
hey, Timmy, ask me why I'm standing on this chair.
Why are you standing on the chair?
I'm trying to get as high up as I can so I can see if I can find your point.
Wow.
Oh, I don't see it. Oh, well, go ahead with the rest of your story.
So anyway, okay, forget your story.
Uh-huh.
I went shopping for a Christmas tree.
Oh, yes.
And then as I'm looking, I said, well, here's about an 8-foot tree because it was, you know, we have a 2-story house and we need something tall.
Yes.
So I said, I'll take that one right there. And the lady goes, the cashier goes, are you going to put the Christmas tree up yourself? And I said, no, I'm going to put the Christmas tree up in the living room.
Oh, hijito. You better watch where you put it. That's kind of like that umbrella.
Wow. We'll be right back.
Will we?
Okay, we're back. I forgot. We don't have a commercial because, the ones that write the jingles for our sponsors. And, you know, maybe we're slacking a little bit.
Hey, if you're cool, if you're hot, call JT Mechanical.
Okay, there it is. There's your jingle. There's our commercial.
Jingle
coming back bands. In now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Birthday
shout-outs?
Birthday shout-outs.
Shout-out.
Slap a birthday.
Shout-out.
Slap a birthday.
Shout-out.
Oh, slap that birthday.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Who are the birthdays, Gun?
Hey, Aunt Jean.
Aunt Jean Campania.
Na always tells me, she's like, you know, Aunt Jean is 10 years younger than me. They're the same age for 355 days of the year, and then Na takes over for 10 days.
Right.
And then Aunt Jean on the 28th always comes in. So I think they're like 5.
So is she the senior? Oh, they're both seniors.
Yes, okay. Yes. They're super seniors.
Continue.
Yes, yes, yes. So happy birthday.
All right.
Also, happy birthday, Monica James. La comadre.
All right.
Hey.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know how old she is. She's like 17, I think.
Somebody. She better be listening.
Yeah. Well, we're going to tag her.
We know somebody who definitely is listening.
That's right.
Part of the Fest family.
Woo!
Maddie. Woo! Maddie Fest.
Maddie Fest.
Happy
Fest,
birthday.
Fest.
Yep.
From the House of Hughes.
Happy birthday to you.
Nah,
yeah. And that's it for our Slappy birthday shout out.
Slappy birthday.
It looks like it's time to go, though.
Was it?
No.
We just started.
Okay, let's just start.
We haven't even had a QC.
Okay. Hey, tape recorder, listen to this QC. Okay, Blesta, you're on.
Folks, Hattie, this Blesta Glamp. I'm here to share a little bit of news, a little bit of light, and hopefully a little bit of love to you. That's right. The fine folks at the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo would like to tell you, if you're going to tailgate safely, designate a driver, take the Via parking ride. It's only $260 for a round trip. It gets you home and back to the tailgate and back to your home, gets you safe, and you don't even have to, as I might say, fracture the law, if you will. I don't know anything about that, but make sure you stay safe. This last QC was brought to you by Blesta Glamp, the True Bull Virtual Cast, and Joey Gibson and the fine folks at RBC, Rowdy's Booze Crew, and the Extreme Tailgaters. Make sure you designate, get there safe, have a great time, get home safe, and I got you. And if you sneak in some Travel Jameson, I guarantee you're going to have a good time. And that's right.
Ooh,
wee.
Wow, what kind of commercial was that, dude?
That was a PSA.
Okay.
That was a QPSA.
What is that?
Blesta was going off, bro.
He was pissed.
He was pissed.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, now is the time to go?
I don't know. Where are we going to go?
All right.
We don't have anything to do.
Okay.
It's not like we got a life, you know. Just, you know,
I guess we're going to go to the backyard now, tape recorder.
It's the last episode of the year. I think we should end it with some fireworks. Should we think we should fight or something?
Do you want some fireworks?
Yeah, let's do some fireworks.
I don't think so.
Okay, fine. That's
yeah.
Nice.
Don't do that.
That's fine. Let's not do that.
Wow.
Well, we did want to thank everybody for making the first season of the...
Hey! Happy New Year! We do want to thank everybody for listening to us year in,
thank
year
you.
Out, year round, and year flat.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty much all. We need more sponsors to get some better sound effects.
What do you mean, better sound effects? Grandma's behind us blowing on this thing.
Grandma, shut up!
Now you leave me alone! Oh, that was bad. Wait a minute.
Grandma, how are you talking and still blow? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, anyway, we want to thank everybody. We want to thank everybody for listening for this past year.
And snickering.
three thousand listeners for the year and climbing.
Y'all are twisted.
Yeah, all over the world. But Brussels, thank you again for listening.
But thank you for making
season one of the True Bull Virtual Cast such a success, such a fun thing for us to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely, we got no place else to go.
We've got no life. Right. We're gonna do a lot tomorrow. We're gonna be tailgating. We're gonna be Alamo Beer Company.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna go see Brett Alton over at the Crockett Tavern.
He's playing over there.
He's gonna be doing, I think, like 1:30 to 4:30.
Awesome.
He'll be doing his show. We're going to go check him out for a little bit. Then we're going to go do the tailgating with the Extreme Tailgaters, Joey Gibson, his guys, Rowdy's Booze Crew.
And then we're going to take St. John's Wort and get jobs.
Then we're going to maybe we'll find Josh Downs over at Redline Guns. He's supposed to be over there tailgating with the firefighters.
Yep, I got all these t-shirts waiting for him, and he hasn't picked them up.
He won't pick them up.
They're ready, bro.
Pick up your car. Pick up your phone, bro. And then on Friday, we'll be out to the dive bar, Super Granny told y'all, Babcock and Prue Road from 7 to 10. Saturday, New Year's Eve, early show, 6 to 9 over at Alamo Beer Company again, 202 Lamar Street, under the Hay Street Bridge. Come out, have a beer. The Chamoy Cowboy is a great, spicy show.
I know that guy.
That is. And it's
good. I know him.
And then have yourself a safe, happy, and prosperous New Year's evening. Be safe, be safe, be safe.
And in the immortal words of Whopper, be a blessing.
Till next time, episode 140 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by House of Hughes and JT Mechanical, sponsored by Tactical Finish, Redline Guns, is brought to you, as always, by Peace on Earth, Goodwill Towards Men, and thank you to all.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that's right.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.